We've been looking at the authority of the believer for, today's Wednesday, about four sessions now. So let's continue, all right? Now, the devil has a job. The devil has a job. What's that job? To keep you in unbelief or hold you in the arena of reason. You ever go into the arena of reason? Well, let me think here, saying there's got to be a reason for that. There's got to be a reason for that. That's the arena of reason. He'll win every time. And if you hold him in the arena of faith and the spirit, you'll win every time. He won't argue with you about the name of Jesus. He's afraid of that name. Now, let's look at this. Acts chapter 3. Peter at the gate, beautiful, did not pray for the lame man. He demanded that he be healed. You notice that? That's right. He did not pray for the lame man at gate, beautiful. Acts 3:6. You're not demanding of God when you demand your rights. You're demanding of the devil. He just said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He didn't pray. He spent a long time, call a prayer meeting. Jesus made this statement, John 14, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it, in verse 13 and 14. He's not talking about prayer. The Greek word demand is not ask. You hear me? The word demand. Look what he says here. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The word is demand, not ask. Look it up in your commentaries. Look it up in your lexicons. Look it up. My people perish for lack of knowledge. It's not ask. It's demand. When's the last time you demanded something? Especially against the devil. You demanded him to do something or not to do something. Jesus in John 16, 23 and 24 is talking about prayer, right? In that day ye shall ask me nothing. Very, very, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hereto, that you've asked nothing in my name, asking you shall receive, that your joy may be full. See, there's a connection here between the Father and prayer. And it isn't mentioned in the passage of John 14. It's not there. It actually reads in the original, whatsoever you demand of your rights and privileges. See, you got to learn that. You got to function like that. You got to begin to operate like that. You see, you begin to say, this is my right because I'm a child of God. This is my right. Because I'm a child of God. Faith is involved in exercising spiritual authority. You have faith on God's word. Some people's faith is not based on the Bible. No. It's based on manifestation. See, you base your faith on what the word of God says. And you exercise that authority. So you look and you say, okay, I'm not asking you, I'm demanding you such and such, Satan. Such and such. Remember, you're exercising the door of authority. Remember what Paul said in Ephesians 1:20, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. And verse 6 of chapter 2 raises up together. I keep saying this. And, you know, Grace Point Ministries as a whole is getting it. You better believe it. And God is blessing all over the map, if I can use that term. They're understanding spiritual authority. And all over the place. I had someone tell me Sunday, I pray Psalm 112, Ephesians 1, and Ephesians 3 all the time. And they said, what blessings I'm getting. What blessings? See, notice that Christ is seated at the right hand above all powers, satanic realm, and so are you. Why? Because God has raised you up together. Ephesians 1:21. Not only have we been made to sit, but notice where we are sitting. Far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion. See, in the mind of God, when Jesus was raised, you were raised too. When Jesus sat down, you sat down too. And that's where you are now, positionally speaking. We're at the right hand of the Father with Christ. Now, the act of him being seated is extremely important. It means work suspended. Some aspect of Jesus' work is finished. All authority was given to Christ, belongs to us through him, that we may exercise it. And you got to begin doing that. Don't you dare. Sound mad, don't I? Don't you dare say what a lot of Christians are saying. Well, there's nothing we can do about that. Nothing we can do about this disease. Nothing we can do about this. Nothing we can do about that. I guess we'll never get out of this. I guess we'll never have any money. I guess we'll never have this. You know what I'm saying? I guess we'll never do this. Unless, stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Don't miss the point. Ephesians 6:12, for he wrestled not against flesh and blood, and against principalities, against powers. Now, if you take this verse out of the setting and go on talking about this awful fight against the devil and describing him as powerful, you miss the whole point what Paul was talking about. A whole point. Whole point. Understand the context of Ephesians chapter 12, chapter 6, actually. Remember, not only is Christ seated at the right hand of God, so are you. So that tells me that you're above all these powers that come and deal with your life. All these little devil and demons. That's right. All this little irritant. All these little things. I went to someone's house to visit them one time, and they had a little lap dog. I think that whole thing weighed, I think, a pound. Never seen such agitation in a dog. That dog ran all over the place. I mean, yepping and yepping and yepping. Good night. If you're going to have a dog, but not one that weighs about a pound. Good night. Have a St. Bernard. That's a dog. Got these little yap dogs. Just made someone mad. And I would try to minister to this family, so they invited me in. I sat down in the living room. And this family had some real needs as their pastor. I knew that. They needed deliverance and healing in a lot of areas. And here comes a little lap dog yapping. And know what would happen? I was talking to them on some serious matters about their life. and that dog would come in and yap, 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 run around the chairs, run all over the place, run everywhere, just running, 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 running. And I'd be trying to talk to that person. And they'd look down and tell the little dog to hush up and try to get him out of the way. He kept yapping, 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 yapping. Yap, 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 yap. And what happened was, is that every time I tried to make a point, the little dog would come and bite on my, you know, on my heels. He'd, you know, up to my, you know, leg and yap, 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 try to jump in my lap and I'd push him away. And it was a very difficult time trying to deal with them to get them blessed in certain areas of their life because of the lap dog. Running here, running there, dog needed water, dog needed this. And I said to myself, that is the power of evil. Not the dog. Understand my condition here. Understand my position as well. That's the way the devil works. Yap, 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 yap. Yap, 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 yap. God, I need something. Yap, 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 yap. It's time to deal with it. Finally, somebody in that family said, I think we need to put little Tiffany away. And they picked up this little dog. If it had been my dog, I think I would have, I don't know what I would have done with it. And they finally went in the room, shut the door, and then I was able to deal with that family some very urgent business for the kingdom. Don't allow the enemy. Don't allow the enemy. Start yapping at you. These little demons, these little devils, these little imps. Yap, 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 yap. Stop that. Demand it. See, keep in mind that the authority over that dog was sitting in that owner. And the moment the owner decided to do something about that dog, they did. And they took the dog, put it in the backyard, put it in the cage, put it somewhere that we can do God's business. That's the same thing with you and the devil. See, your job is to enforce the Lord's victory. His victory belongs to us. But we are supposed to carry it out. Not Jesus. Us. That dog would have stayed there for days if the owner of the dog would not have removed it from the room. We'd still be there and that dog yapping. See what I'm saying? Why do you allow the enemy to yap, yap, yap all over you? Begin to understand this. Begin to understand what God is trying to tell us. You see, not a single time in the New Testament the church was ever told to pray that God the Father or Jesus would do anything against the devil. Have you ever noticed that? Well, I'm not sure. I'm telling you. Do you read anywhere in the New Testament where the church was demanded or commanded to pray that God would deal with the devil and do something about the devil? You see? To think that way is a waste of your time. The reason is because you have the authority to do it. The church is not to pray to God the Father about the devil. No. The church is to exercise the authority that belongs to it. See, the least member of the body, a person that just got saved last night, off the streets, has just as much power as anyone else. They just don't know it or how to exercise it. Let me say this. Okay. When are you going to begin to exercise your authority and your right against the enemy? When are you going to do that?